Welcome, everybody, to episode 6 of Game Chat Tonight. My name is Ethan.
And my name is Jordan.
And we are the Huber Rebels. We're going to talk some games, because there's been lots of news, as continues to happen.
Every week, it doesn't stop.
We are going to talk about news later in the show. To start it off, we're going to talk about what we've been playing, because I've been playing some more games.
What have you been playing? What have you been playing?
I finally, it's been sitting on my Switch forever, have started playing Hades.
Oh, nice.
Have you played that?
I played very little. When there was a hype around it the first time I bought it. Again, one of those moments when like I shouldn't have bought the game, honestly, but I fell for the hype. Not fell for the hype. Not saying it's not good. I just shouldn't have got it myself because I don't think it's a game for me. I played it a little bit and didn't touch it again. But I have been wanting to again lately just to give it another shot. But
I can speak to that a little bit.
Yeah.
Then see what you thought. I like that you played it. So Supergiant Games, their first game ever was Bastion. Very much an indie game. And it was, like, I would say one of the earlier indie games, like, part of that movement that, like, set itself apart. Isometric, but combat. So all Supergiant games are kind of have a similar framework, but do their own thing. So Bastion, the world would, like, appear around you. Like, literally as you're moving, like, the floor would, like, pop into place.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But the main thing is that it had a narrator for everything you did.
Okay.
It was a person talking while you were playing and saying, I forget what the character's name was, but oh, he destroys that. Oh, but he had like a nice, smooth voice. It was very neat, very cool. So that was kind of their like, ooh, we're interesting. It's worth checking out. Not that long. Then I believe their second game was Transistor on PlayStation. Is a similar thing. Cyberpunk future. I forget what exactly the like thing that kept it apart. But similar combat, but really like short and story based. And then
kind of looks like Hades. Like the
view
and everything. Are they all kind of look like that?
That's the isometric, yeah. So
okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
They all feel kind of similar, but they have their own gameplay, like unique, whatever. I can't think of the word.
Right.
Then they made Pyre, which is a basketball fighting card game. Not card game, but like, I never played it. That was the weirdest one. But it's like a board, and you go, and you do, and you fight, and they compare it to basketball in terms of like how it, like you're not playing basketball, but in terms of how it flows and feels. Yeah. Like I remember hearing that it is not basketball. It is very much like a fantasy, whatever.
Huh.
I think they may have had another one in there that I'm not thinking of, that I'm blanking on. I also could have those out of order, but then they made Hades, and this is the one that I would say blew them up to like another level. And its hook, its gimmick, for lack of a better term, is the roguelite mechanics, which I think we've talked about in the past.
Yes.
And I think I referenced Hades. Great use of it. One of the like few ways that I'm on board for that mechanic.
It gives it a reason, right? It's not just rinse and repeat for no reason. It like has story, meaning, and
yes,
you know, it's backed up by that. Yeah, which I like.
Yeah, and it's like a combination of things. So it's, I will play like a run at a time, and it's like I don't have to play more than that. I can just kind of like, let me sit down and just beat the crap out of some stuff and see how far I can get, and I make it through. I do my upgrades. I spend some stuff. If I have a bunch of time, maybe I'll do another run. But if not, I'll just put it down and come back later.
Yeah.
And I've been going through each time with the different weapons. And you get different upgrades, so you can try different strategies. Like, I've leaned into combat. The last time I did it, I got one where, like, if I use my special, which is like X, you get 2 health, like, if you kill an enemy with that. And so I was just like, normally you're like really low on health. I had to get really, really close, though, because it's like a fist-to-fist combat
Yeah.
weapon. And so I'm like healing, healing, healing. Like, I'm like, oh, I got this run. I got this run. All of a sudden, I got to an enemy that would just like swarmed me and like killed me immediately. And I just lost all of my health immediately. I was like, okay, this isn't working. So I just died and I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
But yeah, the concept is like you're trying to get out of Hades and it's like a labyrinth that changes. So it's like a maze to try to get out of. And
Yeah.
I don't even think twice about what the levels are. I'm just, you know the enemies, you know the strategies, try to get as far as you can. And I've been enjoying it so far. I'd like to
Cool.
beat it. I hope I can beat it.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
wonder.
gotta find
I
a
don't
weapon
actually
that she
know how
has.
long it takes to just beat it once. You know, like, I never really
Did
heard,
you beat the
if
first
you actually.
boss?
I have no idea. I'm not sure. Probably
Okay.
not even,
I've
but
made it past two.
okay. I might try it out again, especially with the second one coming out. That's usually what always gets me, like, kind of itching again, like, oh, everyone's playing the
Yeah.
second one. I don't even know what the first one's like. So I still have it. I'll
Yeah, and
check it out.
I will not be buying the second one, but I was like, let me see what this game's all about because people have raved about it, and I definitely it's been a nice pickup and don't have to worry too much.
Did you
The
just buy it,
characters are
or have
great
you had
too,
it all this
I will
time?
say. Been sitting on my Switch for a long time.
Gotcha. Well, good.
I'm playing Zelda
Yeah.
and other stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been playing so far. That's it. In between everything else.
I never do what I
Oh
mean
my
to do
God.
every week. I always
Okay.
end up getting sucked into something else. And this week I got sucked back into Hogwarts Legacy because I really, really want to get the platinum on that game because it deserves it, because
Oh,
it's my
I thought you
favorite
already
game.
got it.
No, it's hard. It's very involved. It takes a lot of searching and finding and collecting and leveling, and it's like I got the Jedi Survivor Platinum in less than a week, and
Okay.
Spider-Man took me a while because of all those damn like
Yeah.
primes I had to swing around and find. That was annoying.
Over and
That was a
over and
bit grindy.
over and yeah.
This is
Yeah.
even more than that, and I'm sure that there's harder Platinums than this even. But this is the hardest
Yeah.
platinum I think I've actually like paid attention to, let alone
Okay.
dedicated myself to getting. So I've been working on that this week, and it's been fun. I put a podcast on, I have some guides open, I'm just flying around doing my wizardy stuff, collecting all this stuff. I'm getting close,
That sounds
and
so cool.
I hit a bug. Like, I'm missing two things that I should have. And it's because of a bug back when I played it that I think has since been patched. But
Wait, are you blocked from getting the platinum?
no, because I can either start and this is where I don't quite understand how trophies work, because like I can go through again with another character and like still collect those things or whatever. But I looked and I had a save that I could tell was right before this one mission that I had to do to collect these last couple things. So I went back and I did
Yeah.
that, finished the mission, looked, I had collected those two new things,
Okay.
and it's all messy now because I'm like out of time. I like back to the future myself, but like I think it still counted towards the progression. And I go to save, and I overwrote my save of all the work that I've done in that game. All
You
58
overwrote your updated
hours.
save.
Yes. I wasn't even going to save. I was trying to load and reopen my real world, my 58 hours,
Yep.
but I accidentally overrode back at 24 hours and
Okay. Have
more
you,
than
is
half
this,
the game ago.
and you didn't fix it?
No.
How long have you played since?
Nothing. I think I almost threw my PlayStation out the window.
It might be too late now, but in the future when that happens, you can go to the cloud and download your save, but it's probably re-uploaded by now. You'd have to do that like immediately.
Damn, that's literally why I was booting up the PlayStation before we got on, because I haven't been down here. I should have, I could have, but like I haven't been down sitting here to look on my PlayStation because I went into the cloud saves to see. I didn't know if it was just one or if it had like a list of them, like it's been saving and I can pick one to reload. But I looked and it was just the one, and it was 2 nights ago at like 9 whatever o'clock. So
And what time did it happen at?
it was, I think it was when that happened. I think I can look and see, but I didn't realize. I should have looked into it at the time, but I was like mortified when that
Oh
happened.
no.
But I've pretty much committed that I'm just gonna do it again. I'm not right
Wait,
now.
okay.
I this is a perfect excuse to just play other stuff. I'll just come back to it at a later day, but like I will get that platinum someday.
To get the platinum, do you have to play the 25 hours again?
Oh yeah. You have to max level your character and find everything and do every mission and all of that stuff. I'm not mad that I have to
So,
do it all again. I'm just mad that I have to do it all again. You know what I mean?
I was gonna say, like, that's a definitely a put it away moment,
Yeah.
but when you want to play it again, just go from there.
Yeah. It was the worst like moment of my, only rivaled by one thing when I was playing Sly Cooper 2 for the first time. There was
Okay.
some bug that I encountered again where there was a level. I had beaten everything in the level. It's like, I don't know, maybe 70, 75% through the game. And
Yeah.
at the end of the level, you're then like chasing a character. And you hop on a thing and then you fly away and then that level's over. So like I was done with the level, but I was in this kind of like playable cutscene
Oh
and I
no.
saved there, and when I got back into the game, I could do nothing. Like the
Oh no.
actionable parts of it were gone,
Yeah.
and I was in like some different state of the level where there wasn't anything I can go to or active. Like I was screwed. And like my dad was calling,
Oh.
I guess Sucker Punch. Like he was talking to them to like figure out how to fix
That's
it, and they're like,
amazing.
there's nothing we can do. Like I was so pissed, and I eventually had to just play it again.
I was gonna say that's video games.
And weirdly,
Like,
that is probably my previous to Hogwarts Legacy favorite game ever. Why does this happen to
that's
me?
wild.
So I'm not
I
like
only have one.
that upset, but
I only
I'm,
have one similar story.
yeah, tell me. I know you've had stuff like this happen to you, but you've always fixed it, I feel like.
No, I. There might be stuff I fixed, but there's only one time where I've had to replay a game, and that was the day after Christmas in like 2010, something like that. And I was playing through GTA 4. And I was like really playing through it. I first time, like I'm like trying to beat it, do a lot. And I woke up day after Christmas, right? This is break. We're still young. And this is like prime just grinding games. And my PlayStation red lighted
Oh.
or orange lighted. And I lost everything. And I had to, and GTA 4 is a meaty, was a meaty game for the time, and I had to just put it away. And then when I came back, I was like, all right, I gotta do this. And it ended up being a really good experience,
Yeah.
like playing through it that second time. But that feeling of just like all that lost progress, it's just horrible.
It
We're a little
hurts.
bit more protected,
I wish
but clearly things can happen.
I gotta see. I mean, is there any way that like it's still in the PlayStation database, like that older save? Like, can I write to them and see? Like,
That's gone.
it's gone. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. If you save over something and then upload, like, that kind of stuff, there's no redundancies. Like the cloud is the redundancy
Right.
for if you make a mistake in the like live state of the game on the console.
Right. Damn.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Sorry.
It's okay. I
It
went from
sucks.
like extreme rage to
Yeah.
almost peace. I'm like, oh well. I'll come back someday.
It's a story.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take that, and it'll always be there. So,
It's made the game even more memorable for you.
oh, 100%. Yeah. It joined Sly Cooper 2 for yeah, I don't even know, wildness
Legend.
and
Monty
infuriating
Joe
me.
Legend.
There's one other game that I played a little bit this week. Me and Taylor actually played Escape Academy. You've been asking what is Escape Academy? It was on my Herpes top 5 list for games of 2020 to 2024. I forget what year it came out, but I love it. Taylor loves it. It is a escape room puzzle game where you are recruited by this like college to come and learn how to do escape rooms or whatever, even though you already know. And it's a ton of escape room levels, and
Yeah.
it's very fun. There's tons of little tiny things to find and read and like interact with. And Taylor and I had so much fun. Like, we both played through the entire thing separately, and we would always kind of compare times and scores and stuff. There was two
Yeah.
updates, two DLCs that were an extra like 3 or 4 hours each, both very good. We both played both of those. And just last week, a new update came out called
Wow.
Tournament of Puzzles. And then it's also has a subtitle to the subtitle. It's called the PvP update. So they
Okay.
finally
Competitive escape
released
rooms.
a way to play with people, either locally or online. There's three game modes. We've only played one of them so far, but they're basically th three of the same thing, just kind of slightly different ways to win. There are three arenas, and within those arenas, there's like five different maps or something. So we hopped in. I downloaded them on my computer. She played on the console, and we played one, and it is extremely disappointing. It is fun for like
No.
it's fun for like 10 minutes, but you realize very quickly that it is nowhere near as involved as the game was, because like I was saying, in Escape Academy proper, there's tons of things that you can find and collect. You have to interact with everything to find the thing that you may need, either in this room or three rooms from now. In this
Yeah.
update, it is very clear the two things that you need to interact with in the room to move on to the next room. There's probably three rooms or so to win the round or whatever, but it is very clear what you have to do. Not necessarily solving the puzzle, you have to figure that out. But guess what? That puzzle is probably going to show up in the next room again, just like a slight tweak of it or something.
This doesn't make any sense.
So it's like for example, there's a vending machine that you have to like play Sudoku or something to figure out the letter and number of the item that you have to get at. That will for sure show up twice in your run, and the item will just be in a separate place, maybe, or it'll be in the exact same place. It like there is not enough variables put into it to make it fun. It is under that threshold that it's just frustrating, and you're like, I don't want to play this. I don't want to go through this entire
This
run.
is the same game.
Yeah.
Why is it not just the same levels but multiplayer?
Because they had to make it so that both players have the same puzzles to do in each room. So, like, every puzzle as well in each room has a red and a blue station. You can't interact with the other color. You can only interact with yours. So pretty much it's like, there's a ghost in the room with you that like you can't interfere with. You're just both doing the same things. So I guess for that reason, just make the other person a ghost And you just both play those old levels. Yeah, it should be that. It honestly should be that.
Is it com it's competitive, not co-op?
It is not co-op.
Because that's all I was thinking. It was like, just let me escape with somebody like you do when you go with friends.
Totally. Yeah, that would be good as well.
And they
Like,
don't have that?
no. Just give us, maybe two or three new puzzles to do together or something. Or yeah, it's frustrating. And
Yeah, this sounds like a weird mess.
I don't know if they'll patch it because like it's already the third DLC for a game that I think came out 2 years ago. So it's like they might just have I don't even know why they're still updating this game, honestly, but yeah, it's disappointing. I'd probably give it like a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's not good, and it's
Has that been the sentiment online with other people? Have you seen?
I actually have not looked, and I will be curious to look after this, but I wanted to get my thoughts out there. I've never like actually reviewed
Yeah.
anything like this before, and I was playing this. I'm like, you know what? I actually have some thoughts about this. This is not that great, and there's definitely
No.
ways that it could have been better.
That was great. You definitely gave me like a good picture of that. We should look at that in the post show. Check
Yeah,
it out
for
and
sure.
see what other people are saying.
For sure.
I really want
But
to play that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
it is. It's on Game Pass. So you should try it
Oh,
out.
hell yeah.
That's the only reason we tried
Yeah,
it, 'cause
that's
I was like
awesome.
downloading games on the Xbox for her to play, and that was one of them, and we both really liked it. So yeah, definitely try it. It's a fun game.
Yeah, I downloaded a few things. There's like Botany Manor, those like first person puzzle games.
We download that too.
We've done The Witness. Dude, Witness is goat level. Like, if you guys want a co-op puzzle game, play The Witness
Is
together. It takes two brains. One brain
okay.
is very difficult.
Okay.
It was the guy who made Braid, Jonathan Blow. Braid was one of the first big indie games. The Witness was like one of the first big PS4 games. And one of the hardest games I've ever played. Hardest
Really?
puzzles ever. A lot of people bounce off it because it's so difficult. Maya and I played it together. And for the most part, I don't think we looked anything up. Like maybe one hint kind of a thing, but like we played that over a long time and just like grinded through it and like going over here. And like I said, having two brains to see things makes a huge difference. It's super fun though.
Do you eventually kind of start to like develop a brain for it? Not to say that it gets easier, but do you kind of start to learn like what they want from you, kind of a thing?
I would say yes. It's the kind of game you need a notebook. Like you need
Okay.
pen and paper
Yeah.
to try to figure stuff out. It's so good. I actually we stopped trying. We had one puzzle left to get the platinum. And I really want to go back and do that. It
Yeah.
was so difficult though, the platinum. The final puzzle to get the platinum is like insanely difficult. Because it's like refreshed puzzle on the fly with a timer.
Okay.
From spot to spot to spot, like oh my goodness, I just couldn't do it.
I would love to check that out. That sounds like a fun thing for us to do together.
Yeah, so I gotta figure out what I'm gonna play next. I've almost booted up Survivor again, but I also really want to play Fallout. But we will talk more about Fallout after the break, and a word from our Patreon.
If you like what we do, we'd really appreciate it if you'd consider supporting us on Patreon. Now more than ever, small independent teams need all the help they can get, and we'd love to have you join the rebellion.
Joining us on Patreon can get you a wide array of perks, starting with our one-star tier. Joining this tier will get you voting rights for Movie Madness, our weekly journey through an actor's entire filmography.
Our two-star tier will give you extended episodes of the Huber Rebels podcast, Game Chat Tonight, and Movie Madness, both ad-free and a day early. Plus, you can write into those shows for a chance to have your questions and comments read on the podcast.
The three-star tier delivers the most value with our Patreon-exclusive shows. You will get a monthly episode of Crossword Struggle and Climbing the Ranks. And we have more exclusive shows planned to add even more value to this tier.
Next, as a four-star rebel, your name will be listed in an on-screen shout-out on each of our weekly scheduled shows.
Finally, you can be one of only 24 people to be considered a Founding Rebel. You will receive a limited edition Founding Rebel t-shirt. Your name will be read on each of our shows as a Founding Rebel, and you will forever be remembered as one of the very few people to truly help start the rebellion.
Visit patreon.com/HebrewRebels for more information. Thank you so much for your support, and back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. There has been a Fallout explosion. Pun intended.
I get it.
Fallout 76 had 1 million concurrent players, I believe. So 1 million people
concurrent?
Were playing, which is a record for them. I think so.
Oh, that's like crazy, 1 million right?
people were playing. I think, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember what PAL World got to. Way more than that, but great news for them. That game's on fire right now. That was what it was, right?
I'm looking.
I don't know if that's like, I'm sure that's like across platforms or whatever, but Fallout is hot. Still haven't watched the show. Hopefully gonna get to that within the next week or so, but
just
those games.
Get your grandma to watch it again with you.
I don't think she's gonna want to watch it again, but I'm definitely gonna watch it with Maya. So we got to get back into 76 when we can. Next gen update also came out for Fallout 4. Sounds great, but what, you're reacting to something?
No, a million players. That doesn't even seem possible. I thought a million was like absurd. Because I thought when games were in like a couple hundreds of thousands, that's like really good, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think they had a free-to-play thing, and the IP is just super hot, which has actually led Microsoft to say, can we speed up Fallout 5?
Right.
And it's just like, they don't have anything in the pipeline, at least in terms of like a spinoff, like when they did New Vegas and stuff. And it's just like, yeah, you guys, this IP is amazing. You need to do more with it. Fallout 4 is 10 years old. You know, they just updated it, but...
It sounds bizarre the way they keep saying that stuff. Like, A, talking about how far away Fallout 5 is, and B, being like, maybe we should speed up. It's like, yeah, duh. What do you mean? What are you doing? Like, it almost makes me think that they're trying to throw us off to announce that Fallout 5 is sooner than we think. It's almost... certainly not the case, but that's what it seems like, the way they're acting with how like, duh, oh, Fallout, okay, let's do that, I guess. Like, yeah, man,
I totally agree. It's weird. I think we'll at least get the Fallout 3 remaster. Maybe they'll push to do a new Vegas remaster too. How remastered will those even be? Oblivion is also rumored to be remastered, which is Elder Scrolls 4,
right?
Skyrim is 5. But yeah, I don't know. They're working on Starfield and DLC still for that. Bethesda has games
they're busy
to play and not enough power to like put them out. I mean, that's the whole industry right now. They're just, games don't come out fast anymore.
Didn't they also just shut down a studio?
Who?
Like Bethesda, like London or something?
If they did, I missed that.
Or Bethesda France? Yeah, Bethesda France.
Well, there you go.
Was shut down. Who knows what they were working on or what they were responsible for, but I mean, that's not good news either when we're asking for more from them and they're shutting down a branch of their studio or, you know, whole operation.
They have other teams. Microsoft does. Tap them. Make them work together. I don't know if that's even an option, but I mean, they even own Obsidian, who made Fallout New Vegas when they weren't part of it officially. It's just, they got options. They need to figure it out.
I was hearing people say like, let other studios make Fallout : whatever games. You can work on Fallout 5, let that come out in 10 years or whatever, but like, give us Fallout something sooner.
5 years. 5 years isn't bad.
5 years is not bad. Is that what it is now? 5 years?
So current is rumored for 2029.
Okay. That's better.
Right? It seems not that bad, especially if it looks incredible.
That means they're starting working on it right now.
Well, the rumor was Elder Scrolls 6, like 2026, 2027, probably the next gen console. And then Fallout 5 would also be on that console,
Right.
would be my guess. I don't know. It's like exhausting, these timelines.
Yeah.
GTA 6 will have missed an entire generation and the majority of another generation. That's wild.
Yeah.
And it came, well, I guess it came out at the end of PS3 generation, but they still got two games out on that one. Whatever, we got Red Dead. Not going down the GTA 6 rabbit hole. But have you booted up 4 with the update? I'm assuming you haven't.
I have. I did.
Oh
I
my God, you
started
did? You
it.
started it?
I didn't want to say
What?
earlier in the what I've been playing because I wanted to wait for Fallout, but I did not get very far. But I started it. My journey has begun. And also, it's wild. The character creator is literally the exact same one as 76. It is the
Yeah.
exact same character creator. So
I thought it was, I just couldn't remember.
I think I ended up with a very similar guy, but I'm okay with that, and I'm excited
Okay, great.
to experience this. That's what I'm going to be playing now. Since Hogwarts Legacy screwed me, I'm going to be playing Fallout.
Oh, let's go. I'm waiting, but I think I'm also gonna do Fallout.
Yeah.
I'm between that and Survivor. I might do Fallout and then do Survivor. I don't know. I'm just
Sure.
gonna wing it.
Whatever your heart feels.
What quality slash performance mode did you go with?
You know, I don't know because it didn't ask me. I didn't even think to look. I
Okay.
guess I'll look into that next time I open it, but I thought if there was anything like that, it would have asked me to choose like ahead of time, but there wasn't really any many like options or anything when booting up the game. It just kind of started.
You're on PS5? It's probably defaulted to
Yes.
whatever your default is.
Okay.
So I read it was broken on PS5. I
It
don't know if you've
had
experienced that.
yeah, it had issues with like you had to pay
Really?
for the upgrade or something because people had the game for free from PlayStation Plus, but there was a bug that was making them pay for the upgrade if they didn't like own the game or
Okay.
something like that. And they had
I
to be
own the
like, oh no,
game.
that was not our intention. And they worked with PlayStation to fix that. So
Okay.
that was one of the issues, most of which I think have been fixed pretty quickly. But it had different issues on all cons on all platforms across the board, basically like separate issues, right?
That's how it goes. Well, I heard it can run at 4K, and I heard also there's like if you have 120 TV, 120 hertz TV, you can do 40 FPS quality mode. So I'm hoping I can do that. I've done that with some like God of War, because the 40 works with the 120 and you get something that looks like 60,
Okay.
but with like 4K, which whatever. I would play it at 60 if you have the option. I think
Yeah.
that's what people recommend. But hopefully by next week's episode I'll have gotten through. I mean, I've played some of it, so we can also kind of talk about it. I don't really care about spoilers for a game that's been out for
Sure.
almost 10 years, 9 years.
Unless it's bringing a lot of people in right now. If Fallout 76 has 1 million players, I know that's a I think what that's a free game or whatever, but maybe there's a lot of people playing Fallout 4 for the first time right now.
Did you get to your exit the vault moment?
No, I did not. I was falling asleep when I booted this game up.
Okay.
I booted up later than I should have. I forget what I was doing before, but like I had to finish something, but I really, really
Yeah.
wanted to start it. So I was getting tired.
Yeah.
I know what I have to do. I have to find a bobby pin to get my Pip-Boy or something like that, and then I think I can open the vault, but I have not done that
Okay,
yet.
so
I'm so messed up though at the beginning. It's so messed up.
spoiler note. What spoiler note, spoiler note.
Yeah.
If you're we're gonna warning, because I do want to talk about this a little bit, or we can talk about it in the post show. I've made it a good way. I had some cool moments in that game. I'm excited. I'm excited to get back in there. Okay, next piece of news. Kingdom Hearts 4.
Yes.
Rumored for 2025. And 2025 might sound like it's far away, but it's not, because we're old and it's 2024 already. That's next year, baby.
And it's a
Final
third of the
Fantasy
way through
VII Rebirth.
2024.
Oh, we don't need to say that. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth has
Come and gone.
been released. It's out there.
Yeah.
It did not hit sales numbers, I think, as much as people would have liked, but that doesn't
Really?
surprise me because Final Fantasy VII Remake is a massive game that a bunch of people probably haven't finished, and there's a third game coming, so
It
I
has
feel
a
like people aren't
interesting.
rushed.
It has a
I think it's
barrier
going to have
to
a long
entry
tail. Yeah.
and it's not complete. Yeah, that's
Yes.
interesting. Okay, that makes sense.
That's my prediction. Like, I'm fully planning on playing it, but I haven't even played Remake yet,
Right.
and that's a pretty massive game that I am getting more and more anxious to play.
Yeah.
But I want to play the original Final Fantasy VII before, and might play that with my. I think I mentioned that on the. I want to play that on the classic
Yeah.
PlayStation that you got me.
Oh yeah, cool. That's so crazy that you can do that. I love that.
Should be a good experience, but yeah, Kingdom Hearts 4 next year. Oh my God, I'm gonna that. See, that's one of the few games where it's like day one, and I didn't. Maybe I played 3 day one. I don't remember,
So that's
but.
just a rumor. Like I don't know if I understand Kingdom Hearts is not a small game, but
Yeah.
considering I feel like we got the trailer in 2022.
They've been dropping bits and pieces.
I
Missing Link comes out this summer.
Okay, what is that? Is
It's
that
like
like a
a
video or a playable thing?
playable thing.
Okay.
I think it's like Pokemon Go, Kingdom Hearts, but it's
Oh.
like tied to the main story.
Of course it is.
Yep.
Okay.
Because that's what they do.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I can't believe it's still kind of far away, but that's exciting.
You should maybe play Kingdom Hearts 4 to start if you don't end up watching, because this is the start of a new arc. The
Oh.
new, like, 3 was the end of, like, the original from the first game, like, overarching
Really?
story, and now we're starting the next. So that was the end of the Xehanort saga, which is everything behind it, and now this is the start of the hidden. What is it? Something teacher, something saga. I don't know. Love Kingdom Hearts. I love how convoluted it is.
So, I mean, four is not even gonna be the last game. Like,
No, we're just getting going. This is the start of the future.
that's so crazy. Is
Dude,
it
I want to
the
grow up
Dark
with
Seeker
Tora.
saga? Is that what it is?
Dark Seeker saga, yes.
Okay.
There's so many
Wow.
secrets and hidden people, and the mystery is when Kingdom Hearts is the best. It's like, what? What is that? What's gonna happen? Oh my God, this is insane. Like, this is crazy. We don't know who that is. Because, like, you always want the reveal, right? But once they do the reveal, it's over.
I really should play these games. Like they.
Watch Mike's playthrough from Kind of Funny. That will
You're right.
experience it through him. I think that might get your interest peaked. It's hilarious. And
And
it's
then I can
so
pass
good.
him
And
playing if
he,
I ever need to or something, if he hasn't
yeah,
gotten to it or
100%.
something. Yeah,
Like,
but.
I think it's this, like, 20 years late, a great way. His energy and hype and just like it will translate everything like that I feel, like,
Yeah.
that everybody feels that, like, experienced it. Like, you can experience it through him, and it feels like being a kid 20 years ago experiencing it.
I love that.
Whereas, like, if you play it by yourself, it might fall a little flat. But I feel like you can get that original experience through watching him play it.
Do you think Kingdom Hearts 4 being a new saga or something will play any differently? Like, will they change anything like fundamentally, or is it just gonna be more Kingdom Hearts? New story.
Details have come out about that. It is, well, all the games are a culmination of everything before it. They continue
Okay.
to just refine the gameplay and work in, like, former features and mechanics and stuff. Kingdom Hearts is a run around, jump, and beat the crap out of people. Like,
Right.
it's very pick up and play. But then there's, like, some depth if you want to, like, do certain power ups and stuff. It's deep, but also accessible. It's a good balance of RPG. Like, it's not like the super heavy Final Fantasy games, like,
Right.
that I never got into. Like, it was never turn based. Like, it's action RPG.
One more question about
Disney,
Kingdom
bro.
Hearts. I know. So about that, obviously there's a very deep well of Disney stuff to tap into, but
Yes.
are they running low on Disney properties to incorporate starting a whole new saga? I know they might revisit some and stuff like that, but
Kingdom Hearts 3 had Frozen and Tangled.
Toy Story.
I'm not even gonna lie, there was an entire the game pauses and full on 3 minute Let It Go music video within the game. And it was, I'm not even gonna lie, incredible.
With Elsa and Sora.
No, I think it was just Elsa. Like, it was just
Oh, okay.
Let It Go in this game. And I was just like, this is amazing. Like,
That's awesome. Oh my God.
how is this happening? They've never done that before. It, like, definitely it pops up on the screen like your recording has stopped, like when the system isn't recording.
Because of the song? Oh my God, that's so annoying. Okay.
Yeah, that's Kingdom Hearts though. I mean, Kingdom Hearts is all about the music. However, I will say, I won't even, I'm not even gonna spoil past worlds, because that is part of the incredibleness of Kingdom Hearts. It's like, what world is gonna be in here? I ain't gonna
Sure.
spoil it. Don't look anything up. But they've had a, so for Kingdom Hearts 4 teases, because I'll mention that because they've like teased it. Everybody's been saying, are they gonna do Star Wars?
Yes.
They have not shown anything Star Wars, but they showed a forest. And it looks a hell of a lot like Endor.
Okay.
I'm convinced Star Wars is going to be in this.
That's awesome.
And it's going to be the greatest culmination of like, intersecting of like, I'm going to lose my mind. Because it's a Keyblade. It should be a lightsaber.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. What about Marvel?
We'll see.
Yeah. Cool.
I will say they did Pixar. They brought Pixar in 3 as well. So. In some of the more modern stuff. But yeah, Kingdom Hearts 4 next year. And apparently they're also making a movie. So sign me the F up for that.
They should make a movie. That sounds like a genius idea. I read something that said it has been transitioned from a Disney Plus property to a like theatrical release, and that seems appropriate. Like Kingdom
I'm gonna
Hearts,
cry.
even though
I
it
already
is
know it.
like inherently Disney, f seems way too good and bigger than to just be put on Disney Plus f for those
Yeah.
people. Like let all of the nerds flock to the theater to watch it. I
Don't call me
I
out.
think it would die on the vine at just on Disney Plus, but that sounds amazing.
I'm gonna do a slight tangent real quick because there's not a lot of things. Obviously, there's too many things that I want, but we have our lightsabers.
Yeah.
I don't think I mentioned, but there is a lightsaber coming out that I'm gonna try to get.
Really?
If I get it, I'll tell you.
At Disney?
I forgot to book Disney on May the 4th, so I'm
Oh.
like panicking to try to get that. It's also going to be available online. I've also heard they don't run out of these, or they haven't run out of these in the past, so fingers crossed. We'll see.
Well, it's gonna be hard for me not to look it up. I can try not to, but now I'm very curious.
It's like less than a week, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Try not to.
Just real quick, while we're
We
on
can
the
talk about.
topic, we have Star Wars stuff coming to Fortnite on May 3rd, which I'm very excited about. I can't wait to find out what that's going to
Friday?
be. Yeah.
I'm down if you want to do some Huber Hangouts.
Yeah, for sure. It's
Fortnite,
probably
it's
going
been a
to be
while.
me buying a whole bunch of stuff that I don't need to buy,
Oh
depending
my
on what
God.
the skins are. We talked about this a little over text, but like give me like two skins that you really want to see.
Qui-Gon, now that that's, I think, been mentioned,
Has to
he
be.
will become nearly exclusive. I think they said the focus is original trilogy.
There's so much original trilogy. They don't have enough prequel stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. So we'll see. We'll see.
And also, it's the 25th anniversary of Episode One. So do that.
Oh my God, I might be going and seeing that on Friday. I just
Maybe not
realized.
the anniversary. Is it the anniversary? Did it come out in May?
Yeah, 25 years, bro.
Yeah, because that comes out in theaters or whatever, like you said. So I really hope it focuses on one and prequels, because there's a
It
lot
has to be.
of OT
This is
and
dangerous.
sequels.
This is really dangerous. Well, we'll definitely have to check that out.
Yeah, we'll
What was the
report
other? What
back.
was? What was? Oh. What I was going to say is about lightsabers. I really want, and I don't want foam versions of these things. I really want a master sword, like one day,
Oh yeah.
that I can hold and do. And then the other
And
thing is, I want a keyblade.
yeah.
Like those are like lightsaber, keyblade, master sword. Like I don't need everything, but those are the three. So maybe one day. And then I was going to ask, what would you want? I know you have your lightsabers.
Yeah, no, I want Sly Cooper's cane.
Oh
I
my
told you
God,
about the
Bobby.
tattoo that I used to want, which was Sly Cooper's cane, a Fortnite pickaxe, and a Minecraft pickaxe. I wouldn't get that
Yeah.
anymore. I'm glad I didn't. But first and foremost, Sly Cooper's cane would be the handheld item that I need to own, not foam.
Yeah. Yeah, the phone, it's because you wouldn't, like, if somebody tries to rob you, you need to actually be able to kill them with it.
Yes. It just
Like he does.
everything feels so much better when it's heavy, you know?
Why have I never seen that fully torqued, for lack of a better term?
Torqued. What do you mean?
Torqued. Fully torqued. Like an engine. I've never seen it with all its blades and cooking.
I don't know. That have you really not?
We'll do that on the Huber Rebels podcast
Yes.
around Star Wars Day.
Yes, we will. I think the next episode will be very heavily Star Wars. It'll be a Star Wars Day episode,
Blow
so
out.
I'm excited for that.
Let's do it. There's one other piece of news that kind of blew up over the last week. We've obviously talked a lot about the Switch 2,
Yeah.
but all of a sudden a bunch of stuff started leaking out. And I don't know if it's any of it's confirmed, but apparently this thing might still come out this year.
Oh, I
So
didn't
I'm
hear
going to go
that.
back to the until we hear from Nintendo,
Sure.
I'm just not going to worry about it.
Everything's on the table, yeah.
Until June passes, because June will confirm if it's coming out this year or next year.
Yeah.
And that's a month. Oh my God, that's a month away. That's really soon. That's insane. So, did you see any of this news?
I heard about, yeah, I heard about the main like physicality thing, and then like the technical details I start to get lost because I don't necessarily know how to compare them to the Switch we have now. But if can I say,
Yes.
I did hear about the magnetic Joy-Cons, which is
Yes.
interesting.
So I was looking into it a little bit more. It sounds like it has, like, you can turn it on and off. So that thing is really going to, like, really attack. Like, okay, so we have the rails, and those could easily, I mean, what, people broke them?
Yeah.
Like, and you had to do it the right way and
I
stuff.
almost broke yours night one.
That was
Or no, I guess that
hilarious.
wasn't the rails on the Switch. That was the weird like bumper things.
Oh, that was the weird bumper thing. I just love the idea of magnets. Like, that just feels clean. And there's not like these pieces of metal or whatever sticking out.
Sure.
But I guess maybe you can turn it on and off so it just like easily detaches or like heavily
So you don't have to
connects.
like crack it off.
Yeah, so mag switches, somebody mentioned. I don't
Okay.
know. But they're going to be bigger because it's an 8-inch screen, which I think we may have talked about before. That's massive.
What is the size of the switch we have now?
Like 6.2.
Okay.
That's
That's pretty good.
significant.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with like small screens, like that's a significant jump. And so,
And
go
it
ahead.
doesn't really, it this doesn't really matter, but like, do you think they'll get rid of the some bezel around the outside as well, so it's like mostly
I mean,
screen.
the OLED doesn't have bezel.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it's very clean. Yeah, my guess is that'll be really clean bezel. Because if
Yeah.
you have an 8-inch screen and then it's a lot of bezel, it's going to be too big.
Right.
But so current Switch, I'm going to ignore the OLED, is 720p 720p handheld, 6.2 LCD. There's obviously the OLED version, but everything else is the same. Slightly bigger screen. 1080p docked.
Okay.
The rumor is 8-inch 1080p handheld.
Nice.
That is gorgeous. And 4K docked,
Hell
which I'm
yeah.
assuming will use AI upscaling to get to that. Like, this is going to be the greatest thing ever. You don't need more than that.
No. Except for except for maybe OLED someday, like they'll come out with an OLED version of it probably at some point.
There is a rumor that there might be two SKUs. There might
Oh.
be an OLED and an LCD SKU.
Is that weird? Is that a weird like
No.
difference to have at launch? Because are people really gonna
Not.
know the difference? Most people?
PS5 had the disc and the digital version for a price difference.
Sure.
Xbox had the Series X and the Series S for a price difference. If Nintendo can charge $100 more for an OLED screen, $50 more for an OLED screen, I'm paying it.
Yeah.
I waited. Like, I give it to me. Like, and I'm set for however long. There is one leaker on Twitter that's kind of been pushing the fact that, like, this isn't a next gen Switch. This is a half iteration.
Right.
Their comparison is from the DSi or whatever to the 3DS. To me, that's a full generation jump. I
Yeah.
don't care, whatever technical, whatever. So we'll see. I'm fine with that. I don't think people will be upset.
I feel like the AI upscaling kind of closes that gap of like the next generation thing too, because it's like they made it more powerful, and then the AI will just trick you to think it looks even better than does or needs to, you know? So that's fine. I think that's genius. They did less work than they needed to and developed this software process or whatever to make it better for them. That's awesome.
And that's what the PS5 Pro is rumored to be.
Yeah.
So this is clearly the way things are moving. And I think the thing I'm most curious about is, like, do they have, I bet they do. I bet they have an update planned for the Zelda games, for all the first party games. I bet they will do patches to make Breath of the Wild run better, to make Tears of the Kingdom run better, to extend the life, because they didn't do DLC.
Right.
The next Zelda game's going to take a while. I bet they have patches coming for it.
Patches and not like a remaster kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't think they want to force that.
What about a Breath of the Wild remaster? Like, people like to remaster games that just came out last generation or 5 years ago, you know? Like, people might buy that for another $70.
But we've seen the shift from that. So, for example, God of War 1 got a PS5 update
Yeah.
on P on or like Ghost of Tsushima got like a PS5 update. Like, that is how we're moving now, because it doesn't need more than that. We
Is
don't.
it just Naughty Dog doing those like too soon remastered things then? Is it just them that are kind of being egregious about
Last
it?
of Us Part One was a straight up remake. And
Okay.
Last of Us 2 Remastered
That.
adds like a lot of stuff. That
Okay.
added a game mode and like a whole bunch of other stuff. And it was only
Okay.
like a $10 upgrade.
Oh, really?
So
You don't have
Nintendo
to buy
wants to
the game
charge.
again?
No, $10 upgrade
Okay.
if you
Okay,
own it.
okay, okay. All right, fair.
Yeah. So I feel that like that's that middle ground. Nobody's paying $70 for the exact same game again. Like, that's just not
Right.
happening.
Right.
So I can, but I think they'll release patches. I think other people will do that, because it's also rumored your cartridges are going to be straight up backwards compatible. There'll be new cartridges that run for the new system, but it'll also work with the old one. But it's just perfect.
They
It's
really
just old
should.
school
They have
Nintendo.
to.
All the digital stuff will go, get the cartridges going. I mean, it's still so advanced. Like, just keep this going for the next 10 years. We don't need to go backwards. Like, I'm so excited for this thing, man.
Are the magnetic Joy-Cons, do they offer enough of a snap to keep that branding going?
I bet it'll have,
I
it'll
bet
have
they
something
do.
like that.
Yeah. 'Cause the click that they have now for the Joy-Cons is obviously so like manufactured, but it's perfect. You know, like
They also play it digitally. It emits a noise
Yes.
too.
Yes, right.
So they could keep that going.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I love that you called that out. They're also rumored additional buttons. So you have the ZL, ZR, L, and R. There's a rumored third button being added.
Okay.
I'm assuming maybe like an under button. And then also another function button on one of them. So they're gonna add all kinds of new button-y things.
What's a
Button
function
blowout.
button?
Who knows? I don't know, like a home button,
Okay.
or
A
they
plus or
remember they had
minus.
like, yeah, oh yeah, plus or minus, capture. So
Right.
who knows what else we'll get.
Cool. Hell
I'm
yeah.
very excited though.
Yeah, me too.
Like, oh, Nintendo's gonna have a good showcase. We're gonna get Wind Waker and Twilight Princess remastered. I think there's a good. Oh my god, if they remake Ocarina of Time, I will die.
One
Like a
day. They have to
gorgeous
eventually,
new.
right?
I think it's rumored that they're doing it. I don't know what anniversary we're coming up on. I think that's so. Mario is 96. That was like 98.
I cannot wait for this summer to
Awesome.
start getting all these like press conferences and shows and news and stuff. Now that we're doing this show, I'm so excited to A, watch these things with you, hopefully, and like get
And
that up
react.
for, you know what? I'll fix it later. But I need to take this out real quick. One, I can fix it pretty easily. I just realized I've had the Huber Rebels podcast screen up the whole time, but it's okay. I can fix it easily enough. I think that
Perfect.
sucks. Oh well. Anyways, very excited. Damn it.
Oh. That's okay. We'll be back at it with plenty of gaming news into the summer and all kinds of reactions. But you got anything else you wanted to mention before the post show?
No, that's all just you probably were gonna say it, but subscribe on Patreon, give us some support if you can, and if you're liking this, and please share our like clips and reels and stuff on our social medias. Share those with your friends because we like seeing those views
Like
go
them.
up. It's very satisfying. Yeah, like them and
Yeah,
comment.
like, subscribe, comment, give us some questions, give us some feedback, tell us how horrible we are, so that next week we can do better.
Tell us what you thought
But
of the Escape Academy update. I would like to know what you think
yeah,
if you played it.
do you like Hades? Are you playing slash excited for Hades too?
Right.
Let us know in the comments. But until next week, this has been Game Chat Tonight. My name is Ethan.
My name's Jordan.
And we will see you next week. Thanks for watching.
Keep playing games.